the words of my mouth and the meditation of our heart be always acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer.
Amen.
The sermon for today is a Sunday called Quinquagesima, or the Sunday next before Lent, entitled When I Was a Child. It is written by the Most Reverend John T. Cahoon, late Metropolitan of the Anglican Catholic Church. He first gave this on Quinquagesima Sunday, February 14th, 1999, so there'll be a lot of reference to Valentine's. A member of the congregation who takes tremendous critical interest in my sermons called me this week and asked, "What are you going to say about the fact that Sunday is Valentine's Day and the epistle is 1 Corinthians 13? You remember hearing it? My natural perversity and contrariness tempt me to preach only on today's gospel as a way of responding to the question. But I must admit, grudgingly, that it is a good question. Thanks to greeting card and perfume salesmen and bed and breakfast proprietors and the natural guiltiness of the male of our species, Valentine's Day is the day we set aside to exalt romantic love. One of the clearest signs of the degeneracy of our epoch of history is that almost all modern translations of the New Testament use love as a translation of the word in today's epistle, which the King James Version renders as charity. Charity and romantic love are not the same thing. So that can lead us into some possible confusion concerning the different kinds of love. The Greek language solved the problem by having two completely different words which were not at all interchangeable. Furthering the confusion is the fact that 1 Corinthians 13 has become a sort of all-purpose scriptural reading on all sorts of improbable occasions. I think it must be because people think it sounds so sentimental and non-judgmental, unlike other more obviously threatening Bible passages. There is, for example, no mention of the dreaded word Jesus. The fact is that 1 Corinthians 13 is one of the most damning passages in the entire Bible. It tells us that by His Holy Spirit, God makes available to us the gift of charity. To show charity is to act for the good of another person, no matter what it may cost us. Unlike romantic love, which is in no way a bad thing in itself, charity is not mainly a matter of feelings. Charity is a matter of will and action. It is about what you actually do. Charity is a gift which has least to do with my favorite topic, me. Charity is interested only in the welfare of other people and what I can do to promote it. To show charity is to act at all times just as Jesus did. To paraphrase St. Paul, a person who has charity puts up with everything and everybody in a kind of generous spirit. He never wants what he doesn't have already. He doesn't put himself forward or brag. He doesn't keep a list of slights. He takes no salacious interest in the wrongdoing of others. If that is the standard by which God measures our behavior, we're all in big trouble. Ash Wednesday is upon us, and with it, the need to consider how we are going to discipline ourselves in Lent. The prayer book tells us that Ash Wednesday and Good Friday are fasts, days on which we are to eat nothing. It also tells us that the 40 days of Lent are days of abstinence, days on which we should cut back on our normal intake of food and drink. Sundays are never days of fasting or abstinence, because Sunday is always first and foremost a celebration of the resurrection of Jesus. Along with the fasting and abstinence disciplines, we should consider taking something else on. More physical exercise, perhaps, since the body is the temple of the Holy Ghost. Or maybe you need to get serious about your prayer life and Bible study. You are missing out on much if you don't pray every day and read at least something from the Bible every day. You certainly need to make a thorough examination of your conscience, asking, what is there in my life that is keeping me from full commitment to Christ and the church? What can I do to get those distractions out of the way? Whom do I need to forgive? And with whom do I need to get myself reconciled before it is too late? I am always available to talk with you about any of these things. Well, that would be Bishop Cahoon. Of course I am, but I don't know how valuable that would be. Our Bible study classes on Sundays and Wednesdays continue, well, we wish. Next Saturday is the parish Lenten Quiet Day. I will be giving some instruction, but the main idea is to be quiet for a while. There is too little opportunity for silence in the lives most of us have laid out for ourselves. We need time to shut up, turn off the TV and the radio, park the RV, turn off the cell phone. What an idea. Be quiet and let God talk to us. If you say, I'd love to come, but I have too much to do, you're only proving my point. Is 5 hours really too much time to devote to God? In the charity epistle, St. Paul puts all spiritual discipline into perspective. He says that no matter how much we do, run 10 miles a day, avoid red meat, you got that covered, give up smoking, stay away from alcohol. My wife's got me doing that. Never think twice about the president and read only religious tracts. No matter how good any of these disciplines may be in themselves, they are worthless if they don't make us more charitable. The ultimate point of spiritual discipline is not Bible information or greater self-awareness or lower cholesterol or the better opinion of your children. Good as all these things are in themselves, the only worthwhile point of any of them is to help us want to serve other people and then actually go ahead and do it. When I was a child, I spake as a child. I understood as a child. I thought as a child. But when I became a man, I put away childish things. Lent gives us the chance to prove it. And now unto God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Ghost, be ascribed as is most justly due, all might, power, majesty, dominion, and glory, now and forever.
Amen.